You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode. Let's talk about something we often ignore, even though we use it every single day, our words. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his holy progeny, said, God has forbidden paradise to every foul-mouthed, shameless person, someone who doesn't care what they say or what is said to them. It's not just about cursing, it's about losing the sense of dignity, modesty, and responsibility behind our speech. Modern psychology tells us language isn't just for expression, it's for connection. I repeat, language isn't just about expression, it's for connection. People who constantly speak harshly without empathy often show signs of emotional disconnection. It's like their internal compass has gone numb. No shame, no filter, no pause. They don't care if their words hurt. And worse, they don't care if they're being humiliated themselves. That's not boldness, that's brokenness. The Quran encourages a different tone. In Surah Al-Isra, God says, Say to my servants to speak in the best manner. Indeed, Satan seeks to sow conflict among them. The Quran keeps bringing us back to one idea. Speech builds or speech breaks. And we are held accountable for every word. Look around. We live in an age of comment sections, viral roasts, and unfiltered tweets. People curse for laughs. They humiliate others to look clever. And shame has become outdated. But the Prophet's words remind us, losing shame is losing part of your humanity. If you don't care how you speak or how people speak to you, you've let go of something sacred, self-respect. Dignity begins with how you speak. You don't need to shout to be heard. You don't need to be cursed. You don't need to curse to be strong. And you don't need to tolerate ugliness to be kind. Protect your tongue, because what you say becomes who you are. And when you honor your words, you're one step closer to honoring your soul. So, my dear brothers and sisters, this tongue is maybe the lightest limb in our body, but it can carry a lot of weight, good weight or bad weight. So we should be careful in how we manage to move this tongue. And if not for a good cause, let's stay silent sometimes. It's better than just carrying a bad weight. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.